This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My God, that's Scott Abraham's music joins D&D here on the Fan. No GP, Toby Altizer are in, hanging out for the duration. Scott, it's a lot of 1 year, a lot of veteran, a lot of, you know, kind of not that many long-term commitments. What do you make of that? Is that just kind of necessary given the state of the roster, or is it a strategy that maybe some other teams are ignoring and they're using it to their advantage?
Yeah, I think it might be a new strategy that teams are starting to do, and certainly last year was successful, guys. I mean, look what they did last year with the one-year deals of the Bobby Wagners, the Jeremy Chins. I know he's no longer there, Zach Ertz. That was successful. Why kind of stray away from that process and line of thinking when you had such an impact and such a success in the first year? If it's not broke, well, why try to fix it? So I think what he's doing is sticking to the plan, sticking to see what works. And I don't mind these one-year deals. Certainly, you'd love to try to bring back everybody, but you just can't. And you just got to keep building from there.
With these trades that they've made, I think individually, most of them you feel pretty good about. But then you look at the collective, and it seems like they've given up a whole lot for really three players in Debo, Lattimore, and Tunsil. What's your take on that? Do you feel like they're maybe being a little bit aggressive with some of the draft picks and a little bit too much so, or are you fine with it?
Oh, they're being aggressive, and it's kind of counterintuitive of what Adam Peters has said all along, built through the draft. But I think they understand and they realize this is their first legitimate window, not to just win and be successful, but bring back a Lombardi to this town. And that's obviously the goal of every NFL team. And when you have Jaden Daniels on that rookie contract, guys, you kind of have to push those chips to the center of the table and show some signs of urgency. Like, you got 2-3 years here to really make hay on this favorable contract. So that's why you can bring on a Laremy Tunsil. You can bring on a Debo Samuel and maybe a prove it year, get a hungry Debo, a motivated Debo, that wants to get paid again with a big contract. So I'm okay with mortgaging the future because I think the future now looks extremely bright, and I think they can win a Lombardi in these 2 to 3 years here in this window on that rookie deal.
What are they missing to get to that level?
Great question. I mean, you look at that bully up there up north, the Philadelphia Eagles, and obviously I kind of focus on the trenches, and I like what they've done offensively. I'm completely fine with what Peters and company, how they built the offense. I love the Swiss Army knife type players and the Debo Samuel and the Austin Eckler, moving them all over the formation. You fortified the offensive line. I do have some concerns, guys, with the defense still. Who's going to rush the passer? Who's going to get to the quarterback on a consistent basis? You lose Fowler, you bring in some guys, D-tackles, a Javon Kinlaw, the DN, Dietrich Wise, but you lose also a Jeremy Chin on the back end. I was extremely high on Chin. I thought he was fantastic this year. I know some fans struggle with his missed tackles, but I like the presence he brought to the defense. So how will Will Harris fill into that slot left behind by Jeremy Chin? Certainly Harris has that experience of playing with a Marshawn Lattimore. That should help, but I do have some questions and concerns on the construction on this defense. Linebackers are great. Some questions in the secondary and clearly up front. How are they going to match up with the Bullies or the Philadelphia Eagles? I think there's probably still some moves that are going to be made via free agency, trade, or the draft.
You mentioned Kinlaw. What'd you make of that deal? It seems like it's a little bit rich for his blood. A lot of people were getting a lot more than maybe were expected on the market, but did you feel like it was a little bit much?
It was an overpay, no doubt in my mind, but I trust Adam Peters and what he saw in Kinlaw in San Francisco, the experience that he had with Kinlaw in San Francisco. Certainly, Javon Kinlaw has gone through some injuries and ups and downs the last couple of years. You just got to hope that he returns to that form and semblance of a player that he showed with San Francisco. And for your viewers and listeners out there, you have to understand, like, you have to trust Adam Peters. There's no he's given you no reason so far not to trust him. What he's done so far constructing this roster in year one, now constructing this roster in year number two, you just got to put your faith and trust and believe he knows what he's doing, and certainly his track record of being a GM has shown so far very successful.
Scott, thank you, buddy. Have a great rest of your week.
See you, fellas. Take care.
Talk to you soon, my friend. And there he goes. And that, my friends, is how we Beltway Blitz.